Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
And good afternoon to everyone on the East Coast, anyway. I am Duff, and this is Rogue Intel Prime, episode number 45 for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. With me, as always, is my man Chris. What up?
What's up, everyone?
Chillin'.
So how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good, actually. I cannot complain. I could. But
who wants to hear it?
Well, I don't know that that's actually accurate here, because people rather enjoy the show from what I hear.
That's right. We have this podcast. Bitch it up, man.
Carpe D's nuts.
Oh, I forgot I put that one as my lower third. Fucking, I'm keeping it.
Everyone on the live stream and watching the YouTube video right now is probably laughing their ass off right now. Let's zoom in on that. Carpe D's nuts. Love it. Lower thirds are a great thing. What else is a great thing? The fact that we're both wearing Kevin Smith apparel.
Very true.
How awesome is that?
It's pretty awesome. Be more awesome if he was like, hey, man, here's a few bucks for telling people how awesome our stuff is.
It is. We need the money. We always need the money. We've got, you know, expenses and stuff. But he wouldn't even need to. We would gladly do it because we're a fan.
Well, hey, you don't have to pay me to rep what I like. I mean, if it's a good product, it sells itself. I just love the dude.
Yeah.
So I'm rocking the Fat Man t-shirt.
Yep. And I'm rocking the Movies employee t-shirt from Clerks 1 and 2. I'm sorry, Clerks 2. And probably Clerks 3. Don't know yet.
Possibly. I think they reopened the Quick Stop at the end of 2, so I don't know.
Yeah, but we got to eat, right?
Yeah, true.
I wonder how much of that new film they're going to be filming in Jersey. Because I know a lot of the film Clerks 2 is filmed in Cali.
Yeah. And wasn't Pennsylvania, too?
I think Pittsburgh, somewhere near. I don't really know all the details. I done forgot it.
Yeah, me too. It's been a while since I heard about it, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's that. I guess it's that time. Headlines.
Well, one of my favorite psychopaths on the planet is up to his crazy shenanigans as usual. Kim Jong-un of North Korea has recently released a truly bizarre publicity video trying to encourage businesses to open in the country. I mean, we have a clip. I don't even really want to play it because it's all in, like,
it's in Korean, it's just plain weird.
And yeah, you can't really, I mean, it's got subtitles, but it's playing like circus music, and it's just like a lady reading like this. Oh, welcome to North Korea. We are now trying to get businesses to come here and give us their money and blah, blah, blah. And it just shows, like, all the good parts of North Korea. It made me think of, what was it? The Interview, where they came in and James Franco realized all the fruit was fake.
Yeah, grocery store was just a farce.
A facade.
A facade.
Which is pretty clever the way they do that and make it look like it's a full convenience store, but
yeah, that's Hollywood magic. Haha.
Yeah, but anyways, this country, I guess, is now open to business. They said it's welcoming all sectors, including green products, marine conservation, manufacturing, cutting edge science and technology. So I don't know who the fuck's going to want to do business over there. Maybe Nike or someone who's just trying to get some really cheap labor, but I don't know. What do you think about it?
I really don't want to think too much. Thinking about North Korea just kind of hurts me. It makes my mind turn to mush. Something else that makes my mind turn to mush is having to deal with all of the interconnects for modern day computers. For example, we've got USB cables. We've got USB 2.0, 1.0, and now 3.0. And the 3.0 cables can be the same as USB 2.0, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're micro USB with an additional chain for additional throughput, such as the like that have seen that are seen with Samsung, the new Samsung phones. Now there's also USB 3.1, which uses a pretty rad connector, first seen with the new MacBook. It's not the MacBook Air. It's not the MacBook Pro. It's just called the MacBook. The MacBook has one plug. One.
Just one.
Just one. It's the charger plug. But it's not just the charger plug. It's a, it's a Thunderbolt 3 device. It uses a USB 3.1 cable or a USB Type-C cable, which allows for insane amounts of piggybacking. And according to this The Next Web article that we're looking at right here, it's actually coming to the mainstream. Intel has adopted the USB-C connector for its Thunderbolt 3 cable, letting you transfer a 4K movie in simply 30 seconds. It's a pretty sick-looking cable. You can plug it in either way you want. It's identical on either side.
Yeah, so basically you don't have to worry about this side is up, right?
Yes, no more mini USB or micro USB mishaps, because I've actually seen people break phones by plugging in it the wrong way.
Well, you can't fix stupid.
No, unfortunately, you cannot.
Or drunk.
Well, yeah. The really cool part about this is, and I said this before, its ability to chain link, to daisy chain connections. For example, if you get yourself a Thunderbolt 3 hub, or you're using nothing but Thunderbolt devices that have additional ports on them, you can transfer 40 gigabits a second to a USB or a Thunderbolt drive or a USB 3.0 drive. You can power two 4K monitors. You can charge the computer up to 100 watts. And other things like PCI Express, USB Classic, Thunderbolt, and DisplayPort, all from one plug, and you can do it all at the same time. I'm happy that they are bringing this out. The pros are it allows you to do a whole lot of stuff a lot quicker than before. The cons is it's yet another cable for us to have to break or lose. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, it's definitely sounds like it's going to work a lot smoother and faster than the typical USBs that we have now. And you can't plug it in upside down. They're kind of dummy proofing it. I think it'll be pretty sweet, man.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, just a heads up, before we get into your next article, we are doing Stump the Chump. So if you want to call in and play with us live, we actually have we had some people email in this week. So we're going to play some of their picks, and we're going to pick our own as well, just like that. So if you want to call in and play with us, it's 410-989-1734. On to the next article.
All right, well, this next article comes from Florida, and I've been getting a lot of articles out of Florida, mostly because of obscure drugs.
But, that's so fun.
This guy is, he's a science teacher, he's a high school teacher. I don't remember. Yeah, science teacher. I was right the first time. And basically, he's getting in a lot of trouble. He's getting suspended from his job because he basically brought in a jamming device to school and jammed the student cell phones that were in his class.
How did he even buy one of those? They're so illegal.
It doesn't really say. I mean, the federal law prohibits operation, marketing, or any sale of jammers of that kind. So that's probably going to factor into what's going to happen to this guy. But he also wrote in a letter explaining his side of the case and everything. And it says, my name is Dean Liptak, and I'm writing this letter to tell my side of the situation involving my use of cell phone jammer in my classroom. My intent for using the device was to keep students academically focused on schoolwork. It is counterproductive to stop instruction and lose academic focus when I have to tell a student to put his or her cell phone away. It is also unproductive to confiscate a cell phone and put it in the school-approved box and keep it until the end of the period. This is our school policy, and if a student refuses to relinquish his or her cell phone, I have to write a referral and lose additional academic focus in my classroom. Moreover, if a student has too many referrals, the student is not permitted to attend extra school activities, which I believe is important to achieve academic success. So basically, this guy just got fed up of kids being on cell phones in his class. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even care. Jamming it. I'm jamming it and just not going to have to deal with it anymore.
I got to say, I'm siding with Dean. Dean Liptak is a man close to my own heart. I know it's illegal, but it's one of those things that sometimes needs to be done in order to make change. Yes, he went outside the law to do it, but we were all outlaws at one time.
Yeah, I mean, cell phones were never really too big until I got maybe 10th grade, and then you started seeing them in schools, but I guess we were better at sneaking it back then, or we could still hold a conversation because we didn't have them our entire lives. But nowadays I see so many people and they're just like balls deep in their phone. Just like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like they can't even look up to answer you.
Yeah.
So
kind of like that goddamn ice cream truck in the background there.
I know, man, this fucking guy is coming by every day now playing the same song. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. You got to hear the ice cream truck and nobody gets any ice cream.
Well, I guess that brings us to our next story. Did you hear about the whole ThinkGeek website and the fact that they were on the market?
I did, actually.
Well,
weren't they about to go with Hot Topic or with Hot Topic and then
Hot Topic offered them $17.50 up a share. And so they were all set to be bought out by Hot Topic, which I can kind of get. Hot Topic is like the 21st century edition of Spencer's, if you remember them.
Yeah, well, dude, I just went to Spencer's a couple weeks ago.
Did you get a whoopee cushion?
No, I didn't. I was looking at a couple different books and, you know, trying to find maybe sometimes they have some pretty cool posters. But, yeah. Really wanted like a nice band shirt, but didn't find one I liked.
Yeah, well, check this out. The purchase between Hot Topic and GeekNet, ThinkGeek's parent company, was seen by many, including us here at Rogue Intel, as a done deal. We didn't report on it because it was kind of niche news, but I wanted to talk about it today because of the most recent news in the issue. At the last minute, however, it appeared that GameStop stepped in with a better offer. They offered the company shares for $20 a pop, again, compared to the $17.50 price that Hot Topic had agreed to.
Wow.
And, you know, Hot Topic's going to receive a termination fee, the value of which has not been disclosed, but it probably won't be enough to ease the pain of losing out on ThinkGeek. For example, what's my favorite show probably in the world?
Modern Family?
No.
I don't know. Green Arrow? Daredevil? Lost? X-Files?
No.
What? What's your favorite show, dude? Tell me.
Really? You don't Firefly? Know? Firefly, thank you. Firefly has...
I had to fuck with you a little bit. Nah, I'm just kidding. I forgot.
Of course. Firefly has is one of those cult shows that never really got the mainstream. Of course, all the geeks and sci-fi nerds know about it. But the fact that you can go on ThinkGeek and you can purchase one of many, many, many different geek goodness. You can get a belt buckle, a Malcolm Reynolds dog tag. You can get an Engineered by Firefly vehicle decal. You can get the Monopoly version for Firefly. You can get just so much stuff. And it's not just Firefly. You can get t-shirts and apparel, geek toys, electronic and gadgets from so many niche markets. Like if you wanted to get a beer fridge that looked like Han Solo being trapped in carbonite,
I totally want to fucking get now, by the way.
Yeah, so do I. My thing is this. GameStop is going to need a newer market to get into. Game sales are going digital. There's nothing that we can do to stop it. The used game market is slowly but surely going away. Not just yet, but it will be. Because the more people that figure, oh, well, gee, do I want to have to wait in a line at midnight just to get a game? Or do I pay the same price and get it downloaded before Joe Blow could even get in his car and drive home after being in line for 45 minutes to get the newest edition? I think it's really, it's a sad thing because I grew up with game stores going in and just hanging out and playing games and, occasionally buying something. But yeah. They're going to need something in order to keep everything going. And I think if we can start seeing these products, I don't anticipate Firefly or Serenity making it on, but if we can get things like Star Wars memorabilia and stuff like that into stores, I think that'll be really cool.
Well, another thing that GameStop did recently, I don't know if you caught it or not, but they're also getting into retro games now, too.
Really?
You're going to be able to trade in your retro games and also buy games from GameStop online. Because when you trade in your retro games, they send it to this refurbishing center in Texas somewhere. And they take it, they make sure the game's good, they make sure the game works, they, price it, put it in the system, and send it to their warehouse. And the warehouse is, it's all based online. Like, you're very rarely going to be able to find the retro games in store. But you'll be able to get them all online. So you'll be able to buy, like, Duck Hunt for NES or Super Mario World for SNES or, Sonic and Knuckles on Sega Genesis, like Street Fighter. You'll be able to get whatever you want just that easily. So
it sure beats having to buy stuff on eBay.
Well, GameStop's what I was getting at was GameStop's really like branching out and everything. So you're not going to have to do eBay now where you're going to have to battle out for prices and shit. Like, I've been looking for R-Type 3 for Super Nintendo desperately. Nice. And the only place I can find it is eBay for fucking $100.
Yeah.
And as much as I love that game, I just can't find the practicality for paying $100 for it.
Can't you just play it using an emulator?
Well, exactly. But I have the Super Nintendo. I like to have that physical media.
Yeah.
I know you were saying it's going out of date, but I like the nostalgia of it. I like being able to fucking go and make sure it fits right. And call me crazy, but I like it.
No, you're definitely crazy, but I like it too. If I had more room, I'd have the Atari 2600 hooked up. I'd have the Sega Genesis, the Nintendo. I'd have all that shit hooked up. I live in a really, really small dwelling, so I really don't have that luxury.
Yeah, I was thinking about building like an entertainment system to where it has like multiple shelves where I can put in like my different game systems.
Yeah, we've got an entertainment center like that. But I have it filled up with records because that means more to me than playing Nintendo. Especially when I've got a computer hooked up to the television that has an emulator on it that that interfaces with PS3 controllers via Bluetooth. So I can sit there on my couch and play Super Nintendo game, get tired of it, throw on a Genesis game, throw on an Atari game. It doesn't matter. And it's as easy as a click of a button.
Very nice, dude.
Yes, because that's the kind of geek I am. And those were the headlines.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, we have got a little bit of a detour that we're going to pull over today. Usually on Friday, we play Stump the Chump, which is our game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture. Now, because my son is graduating on Friday, there will be no show. If we get a hair up our ass and maybe we get some donations over at the support page, rogueintel.com/support, we might, as our way of saying thanks, get on and do like a quick little headlines only episode. But I really don't think we're going to be doing much for Friday. So what we're going to do is we're going to play Stomp the Chump today.
And it's my favorite game.
It is. It's my favorite. Well, since it's your favorite, we've actually got Jacob from North Lanarkshire, England, rocking the UK world with Rogue Intel. He emailed us in two picks. So we're going to play those, and of course, Jacob, you're going to be getting a free Rogue Intel t-shirt. I've got your email address, so I'll get your address from you later, and hopefully it doesn't get lost in the Postal Service transition. For right now, though, Chris, go ahead and intro your music bit.
Well, my music bit should need no introduction, but I was playing Guitar Hero the other day. Ever since we started talking about Guitar Hero, I've been getting back into it. Still on medium, but this song was on it, and that's the only hint I'm going to give you.
All right. Well, I'm kind of scared. Let's see what it is. Oh, okay. All right, that's Juan from Metallica and Justice for All.
Yep, that is one.
All right, so let's get the points right this time. Let me make sure I mark down that I got a point.
1 point for Doug. Up 11 points.
Dude!
I was trying to beat you to it.
All right, well, how about this? Since I'm manning the mixer, you can do the point. How about that?
I'll do the points.
All right, Jacob from North Lanarkshire sent in a music clip. So, Lanarkshire. I don't know how the hell to say it. I'm not from England. if you want to email us with a pronunciation on how you say Lanarkshire, go for it, Jacob. He's going to be playing a music clip right now. So, here it is.
Tainted love.
All right.
Would that be Tainted Love?
It is. I know the band name, and you've got to go with that one, too. So what is the band name?
Dude, I'm slipping on the original band name. I know the last cover I listened to was Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of people that cover that song. It is Soft Cell.
So was he just looking for the song, or was he looking for Soft Cell?
Dude, you know it,
I
man.
I think we should both get points.
Fine, be that way.
But you're still ahead by a point.
I'm still ahead by a point, and that's the way it'll stay, hopefully. All right,
well,
now,
let's see what you got.
All right, now it's time to intro my music clip. My music clip is a blast from the 1990s prog rock scene. This is from their second album, third album, actually. And it's one of the only songs that made it to the charts. So without further ado... Christmas morning. 6 o'clock on a Christmas morning. 6 o'clock on a Christmas morning. 6 o'clock on a Christmas morning. And for what?
Well, is it for the honor of God, Aunt Kate?
I know all about the honor of God, Mary Jane.
6 o'clock and a Simon
shakes you from a dream. Sorry, what's up?
Dude. What? You're stumping me on that one.
You don't know this. This is monumental.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like a horse's arse, but you stumped me. What is it?
It's Dream Theater from their album called Awake, and it's called 6 a.m. or 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I never got too big in a Dream Theater, so.
Okay. Well, whose fault is that?
Well, okay.
It's all your fault, man. It's just all your fault. All right.
I suck.
So the score is still 1-2.
Yep, you're in the lead.
All right, Chris, let's go ahead and do that movie clip of yours.
All right, now my movie clip is everybody knows and loves Zach Galifianakis now, but I'm wondering how far back you can remember in his movie career.
I don't like him, so.
Oh, well, this is from one of his first movies.
All right, let's go.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. A lot of thinking about why I act the way I do. Why I feel the need to have countless sexual conquests, one after the other. And I think it's due to the fact that I'm, I don't know how to say this.
Gay?
Gay?
No. What?
Gay?
No. Come on, guys. Mr. October, batting for the other team?
Lance, everybody knows, nobody cares. It's okay. You know, I mean, if you weren't gay, you'd be a pretty weird guy. Really.
Well, I was just going to say that I was adopted, but... since we're having this conversation.
just to add to the audio, at the end of the scene, they all, like, they're in a circle, and they all put up their fists, and the one guy, he puts up his fist, and then he goes, like, and it was great.
I know the scene. I have no idea what the movie is, so just give it to me. What is it?
You don't remember the movie where Zach Galifianakis got his dick stuck in a hot tub? He was out cold.
Out cold? I don't know.
Cold. It was like the only snowboarding movie that I was really worth watching.
All right. Well, I'm happy for you. we're still scored 1-2 on my end. Jacob, yep, from North Lanarkshire. I don't know. It's somewhere where, like, Game of Thrones is. I don't know. He sent in a movie clip, too. So what do you say we play that? Should we?
We'll play that just for the Shire of Lanark.
Just for the Shire of Lanark.
Lananark.
Building. Inside this building, there is a level where no elevator can go.
I know the voice.
No stair can reach. This level is filled with doors. These doors lead to many places. Hidden places. But one door is special.
Oh.
One door leads to the source.
Ooh.
I think I know.
I think I know it too. All right. So I think I know it. You think you know it. What do we do now? On the count of.
I'm just going to spit out what I think, and then I don't know. Maybe if it's two different things, we'll have to Google it, but. I think it's the architect from The Matrix.
Not from The Matrix. From The Matrix 2, which is exactly what I thought.
Yeah, that's when the architect was there.
Yeah, that's the key maker, I think. Or the architect. I don't know. It's from The Matrix 2.
Yes. Okay.
Sweet.
All right.
So we both get points on that one. And that brings me to my movie. Do you want to know what my movie is?
Oh, please tell me. I'd like a point.
Wow, even 70 Acres in the chat room was getting it, too. She's like, Matrix?
So, right on.
Right on 70 acres. Again, if you want to hit up the chat room, you can do so. RoganTel.com/live. This movie was also a 90s piece of awesomeness. And it starred an actor who later went on to play Kevin Mitnick in a movie. So there's that.
Brad. I don't know, Billy, but I'm hurt, man.
Find it, you dipshit! Get up!
I can't, Billy. Oh, you cut me too deep. I think I'm dying here, man. Hello?
Oh, Stu. What's your motive? Billy's got one. The police are on their way. What are you going to tell them?
Peer pressure. I'm far too sensitive.
I'm gonna rip you up, you bitch! Just like your fucking mother!
You gotta find me first, you pansy-ass mama's boy!
Fuck! Fucking hit me with a phone, dick!
You hit me with a phone, dick! What is it, dude?
Dude, I can, like, see it playing out, but I can't think of the name. I'm hitting a total pothole right now.
You're hitting a pothole. They made like four of them. It's Scream.
Ah, shit. Yep. No points for me.
No points for you. So it's still 3-2 me.
Dang it, Bobby.
All right, we got some pop culture clips coming around. Jacob did not send his in from North Lanarkshire, but he still gets a t-shirt for being awesome. So go ahead and intro your pop culture clip.
My pop culture clip comes from a very, very awesome game that was on the NES console. It's had many different adaptations since then, but...
All right, let's go ahead and play it. Oh, I already know it. It's A Link to the Past.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Hell yeah, dude! I love this theme song.
Okay, so you obviously know it. What is it, Duff?
It's Zelda, A Link to the Past.
That's it.
It's a rockin' song. It's rockin'.
Rock and roll.
All right. My last clip and the last clip of the evening is a pop culture clip from me. because I like the direction that the pop culture clip is going into. It's a TV theme.
Nice.
So you need to tell me what TV show it is. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm right. Always ready.
Rock it.
Days go by. It's a bit of love for the family. Will this be the theme from Family Matters?
Yes, it is.
Did I do that?
Hello, Laura.
All right, so it's...
That was easy. I was like...
I figured you would get it, but I wasn't sure. I could have done the beginning of the clip with the drum beat.
Oh, dude, I would have still gotten it, man. TV themes are like, I love them. So you can put up a theme every week. I'll be quite happy.
It's this game is becoming so non-entertaining because it's so rare that we're not able to guess each other's picks. And I mean, Jacob, like, I know Soft Cell because I know One Hit Wonders from the 80s. But I mean, great stuff. And that Matrix 2 one, that was really tricky. But even then, we still knew it.
Yeah, well, hey, we're just that good, man. We're just that good.
All right, well, it's time for another segment that we like, and it's kind of a new one. It's Who'da Thunk It?
Who'da Thunk It? The segment where I bring you five facts, and you have to tell me if they're actual facts or if I'm full of shit.
All right.
So in this week's episode, four of the five facts are completely true.
Four. So, okay, four of the five facts.
Four of the five.
Got it.
So number one. There's a natural gas vent in Iraq known as the Eternal Fire, and it has been burning for over 4,000 years.
I am 90% sure that is 90% true.
Well, you're 100% correct. It's even mentioned in ancient Greek texts, and I think it's even in the book of Daniel in the Bible.
Nice.
All right, number two. The famous torrent website Pirate Bay once tried to purchase their own island in hopes of making it their own country with no copyright laws. I see you've already written through.
Not only are you talking with a geek, you're also talking with a pirate. So yeah. I know for a fact that that is, in fact, true.
Make sure you eat all your vegetables so you don't get the scurvy.
The scurvy.
Parlay.
God damn it.
Down to the depths of Davy Jones' locker with a note to invented parlay. All right. Number three. In the 1990s, the U.S. Air Force experimented with a gay bomb, which used strong pheromones that would supposedly make the enemy forces attracted to each other.
That is another true one.
Yep. You're three for three, dude. You're killing it this week.
Well, these ones I actually know because I've watched a lot of History Channel, and of course we already know I'm a pirate and a geek.
Well, that's very true. All right, so the last two. Don't give me your answer until you hear both of them because you're going to know one is right, one is wrong. So I'll give you the chance to deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number four. 36 armed dolphins trained by the U.S. Navy to kill terrorists have been missing in the Gulf of Mexico since Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
And the next five, one.
Farting causes an increase in blood pressure.
All right, I'm going to say that 36 armed dolphins, that's false. That's crap.
You think that's crap?
I think that's crack.
Farting increases blood pressure?
Yes.
You are wrong on both accounts, sir.
Seriously? Because yeah. I know when I fart, yeah. I get veins going boom, 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 boom.
Well, see, that's probably for when you shit or if you're pushing too hard and you're straining your blood vessels. Farting actually lowers the blood pressure.
Really?
Really. And those 36 armed dolphins, they're really still missing to this day. And they even have these dart guns on them that have enough poison in them to kill a man with one shot.
Wow, that's a little scary.
Isn't it, dude? There's some crazy fucking Boba Fett dolphins roaming around the Gulf. Some crazy dart guns.
That's just a little scary. Something that's not scary, it's actually kind of cool, is we had an email prime@rogueintel.com and ask a question for you to answer on the show.
Hell yeah, I was so sad we didn't have a question last week.
Yeah, well
not last week, last episode.
Monday.
Well, Sammy K from Hot Springs, Arkansas asked us, is it actually illegal to rip the tag off of a mattress? What do you think, Duff? It's a common question because a lot of people believe that it really is illegal.
Well, it says so on the damn tag, unlawful by penalty of law, whatever the hell it says. From what I would think, I'd say no.
Well, it's not illegal for consumers to remove the tag. So if you buy the mattress, you can rip off the tags all you want. You can do whatever you want with them, but it is illegal for the manufacturers to rip off the tags.
Okay.
And it started because in the early 20th century, corrupt manufacturers of mattresses would stuff the beds with whatever they could get for cheap. So a lot of the stuff had a high risk of molding, and they would actually stuff the mattresses with stuff like newspapers, old rags, even like food waste.
Ew.
You know, like, yeah. So to combat the problem, the government made it illegal to produce a mattress without a tag explicitly stating what was used for stuffing. But unfortunately, sketchy sellers simply ripped off the tags before selling the mattress filled with all the unsavory shit.
Nice. So
the tags were infamously then required for anybody to purchase. So oh,
very interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those old-timey laws.
I'm growing to love Who'da Thunk It.
Good, man. Good. I'm just glad it's working.
Yeah. All right. I want to take a break to remind everyone listening that it is summer t-shirt month here at Rogue Intel. So naturally, we're giving away t-shirts to our awesome fans. Like Jacob in North Lanarkshire, England.
Oh yeah, repping Prime in the UK.
Repping Prime in the UK. Gotta love the UK listeners and the Arkansas listeners. You know, the Arkansas listeners. There you go.
The Arkansas.
And now let me tell you a little bit about our shirts. Our shirts, like everything on our network, we like to think anyway, is grade A quality. So naturally, they're not cheap. They were expensive for us to produce, but we went through a reputable source, and the shirts are really like they're, I can think they're considered ultra cotton. They're very soft and smooth to the touch. So that being said, if you'd like to help support our reckless addiction to please our fans, head over to rogueintel.com/support and give it your couch change. It's only collecting Dorito crumbs and farts anyway. You might as well do something with it that's a little bit more productive than Dorito farts. And that is the name of our show.
Dorito farts.
Dorito farts.
Well, almost anything's more productive than Dorito farts.
So what are we getting into this afternoon, evening, whatever the hell time it is?
Well, the network has a new show, and I think, you know, we could spare a few minutes and rep it for a little bit.
Rock on, man. A couple of weeks ago, Matt Rollins came to us and said that he wanted to do a show about gear, about what people carry, what their EDC is. And I'm like, what? Huh? And then I realized I carry a knife, a backpack with my laptop and some tools in it, and a flashlight, and my Leatherman OHT, and some other stuff. And then I realized, man, actually, this show's really cool, and I think I love it, and I want to hear more of it. And he asked me, because we were doing a closed pilot, he asked me to be a guest on the show for the pilot, just because he wanted a gearhead. And, of course, me being a gearhead and me being the executive producer over at Rogue Intel, I figured, sure. Matt has totally stunned me. He put out a top-notch quality production. It's rather just, I don't even have the words to say it. It's just really badass. You've got to check it out. It's quite good, if I do say so myself.
Indubitably.
Yes. They are on iTunes. You can do a search for them, or you can just go to the Rogue Intel page located at pocketdump.rogueintel.com. Check it out. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. They're on iTunes and they're on Stitcher Radio, and episode 2 should be coming out on Tuesday.
Right on.
So wanted to give a couple minutes just to say hi to Matt Rollins and just send some love his way. Check it out again. It's pocketdump.rogueintel.com.
Hell yeah. I caught the first episode and I listened to you and everything that was in your pockets. So I liked it.
Cool.
I thought, you know, it's a really good addition to the network and it's something that's actually interesting. Like at first you're like, oh, you know what? It's a show about what people carry, but the way that he does it and he talks about it, it's like, oh shit. Now I really want to know why you carry that level.
He reminds me of
why you do this.
He's got that like oddly funny yet philosophical look on shit. It kind of reminds me of Alton Brown.
Hmm.
Like from the Food Network, you know, like Good Eats Alton Brown.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't quite see it at first, but I think if I think I know who you're talking about, then yeah, I'm right there with you.
He's the guy who does Cutthroat Kitchen now.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
It's a wonderful thing. Don't know what else to say about that, so let's move on. What else is going on, dude?
All right, well, The next story is actually one that you found, but I read it and it just kind of it put a knot in my stomach.
Yeah.
You know, it's this guy just he taped this poor dog's mouth shut, and he didn't just tape it. He like really taped it shut. And it's just it's heartbreaking, man.
It really is. We do have a clip. For those who are sensitive, you might not want to watch this, but we want to air it simply because shit like this is happening and it needs to change. There needs to be a change made, whether it's through laws or whether public outcry or whatever. Something needs to happen. So here's the video clip.
Pain and suffering in Katie's eyes. Hands of love comfort the dog whose mouth was taped shut for 3 days with this electrical tape.
A small circle, so that's how big Katie's snout was when she originally was taped up. And the big circle is what her snout measures now.
While her muzzle was taped shut, Katie couldn't eat, drink, or pant. You can still see the tape marks over her swollen mouth.
Like I said, her tongue was stuck between her teeth. Part of the tissue has died off, so she's going to have specialty surgery to probably amputate part of her tongue.
In the meantime, the vet's office is doing what it can to keep Katie comfortable.
She's on IV fluids right now to keep her hydrated. Because of how damaged her mouth is and the injuries, she's not really, has no interest in drinking water. So this is really the only way that we can provide her with the hydration that she needs.
Roman is the anti-cruelty investigator with the nonprofit. He's leading the investigation.
The punishment would be 5 years in jail and a $5,000 punishment.
Yeah, that a $5,000 fee and 5 years in jail doesn't even begin to cut it. What this person did was abuse. It makes me start choking up because I own two dogs, two rescues, and I could not fathom anyone being able to do this.
No, it's fucking sickening, man. Like, I don't know how you could ever do that to, like, just a sweet, loving dog. And for 3 days, that thing couldn't eat, couldn't drink, couldn't pant. Panting is how they cool off. So it was overheating, couldn't get a drink of water, couldn't eat anything. And you saw the size of the muzzle. Like, it should have been this big, and it was down to, like, really, really tiny.
Yes.
And they're going to have to cut off part of that dog's tongue. So now it's going to have problems drinking water for the rest of its life.
Yeah, it's really, it's just a damn shame. Now, fortunately, arrests were made in this case.
Posted a new article. Yeah, I haven't read that one yet. Who?
William Leonard Dodson, 41, was taken into custody and charged with ill treatment of animals and torture, according to the Charleston Post and Courier. And he is expected to be in court as of, I believe this was yesterday. Yeah, this is as of yesterday. The goddamn shame is he's probably going to get out and not have to do the jail time. He probably won't have to do the $5,000 fee. And it just makes me physically ill. Right now, we're going to show a picture of how the dog looked like when he came in to the hospital. Just looking at that picture, I mean, he looks identical to my dog Lincoln from that picture right there. And I understand a dog barks. You gotta find a way to be more humane about teaching it not to bark. This is torture in one of the sickest senses.
So fucked up, man.
Yeah. And again, it really hits like really close to home with me, and I don't want to put a downer note onto the show. But this shit needs to stop. If you remember back, it was like 4 years ago, Patrick the Pitbull. I think it was somewhere up in New Jersey where
I don't think I remember that. What happened?
This pit bull was starved within inches of its life and then thrown down a 19-story trash chute.
Oh, shit.
And one of the maintenance people found it Just do a Google search for Patrick the Pitbull. And, I mean, it's such a beautiful story because the Pitbull was brought back to good health and was given a forever home. And it's one of those things that almost didn't happen. And the fact of the matter is they arrested the girl who did this and they let her go.
What? How long did she have to serve?
I don't know that she did any time. I think she got community service on a fine, but it was next to nothing.
That's just so fucked up. Like, if you can do that to an animal, what does that say about you? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It hurts. It's a painful thing. I love my dogs, and I could never do this to any of them. There are dogs out there that I absolutely cannot stand, dogs that I hate, especially most Chihuahuas. I would never do this to any of them.
Hell no. I mean, like, the most annoying animal in the world, like, you wouldn't even want to do it to that. Like, even if it was some, like, little ankle-biting, yelpy Chihuahua with the eyeballs popping out.
Exactly.
It's still a living animal. It still feels that. It's still like, dude, I don't know. This was such a, like.
Yeah, I saw you kind of start tearing up there. I'm like, all right, let's move on.
Oh, fuck you.
No, I was halfway there too myself. And this makes for really good radio.
Oh yeah.
Let's bring it up.
Watch a couple fat men cry. Yeah. That's great radio.
Let's bring it up a notch before we let's bring it up a notch before we let this thing go to the ground. You're a gamer. I know that for a fact. I do a little bit of gaming. I try not to get too involved in it because it does take over my whole goddamn world.
I do it in moderation, man. It never takes
over. There is no moderation with me, man. No? There is no moderation with me. All right, I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. I want to ask a question, though. Are you a console gamer or a computer gamer?
Console.
Really?
I'm a total console gamer, dude. Never got into PC gaming. I mean, I played Oregon Trail, but never really got into the PC games.
You never played Myst?
No.
Oh, man. I've talked about my love for Myst on the show before. See, here's the thing. The geek and IT guy in me wants to be a PC gamer. I've got a PC rig that I built a couple years back, and it still runs pretty freaking fast. The problem is, it's downstairs in my basement collecting dust. Because, again, very small dwelling. I live in a shit shack, pretty much. And I've only got room for one computer and a laptop next to my chair. So, of course, it's got to be my Mac because that's what I use for audio production. And that's kind of what I do all day when I'm home. And yeah, you can't really do any substantial gaming on a Mac. Yeah, you can do Steam. Yeah, fuck Steam. I'm talking about like real games. And no, I'm just not even going to bother with it. I am a console gamer when I do game because it's simple. You throw a disc in there and you're good to go. You don't have to deal with DRM. Noticeable DRM. You don't have to deal with, having to make sure your computer's connected to the internet. You just have to you just plug it in and go. You sit on your couch. It's enjoyable. You don't have to remember 1,400 key combinations. It's good. But
I gotta admit that surprises me. It really surprises me that you're not a computer gamer.
I would be a computer gamer if I had the room and the time and didn't have such an addictive personality.
Okay, so wait, like, what kind of games are you into, though? Are you into like those Warcraft type games?
No, fuck that. No. Or... I like stealth action shooters like Splinter Cell, especially
Metal Gear.
No, I never got into Metal Gear.
Fuck are you? Hideo Kojima is a goddamn genius.
Like my best moments looking back at my gaming history is playing co-op mode from one PC to another over a LAN, Splinter Cell. Playing it with my wife Carrie, getting to play Splinter Cell in co-op and do a stealth mission together and go all throughout the game, and it just talk about fucking fun.
See, I never got to play Splinter Cell co-op.
It's great.
Never
it's
did. Really I played great. It. I mean, I had Splinter Cell and Siphon Filter, and course Metal Gear. And Metal Gear is still my shit. I mean. I might have to clear like a day out of my schedule just to play Metal Gear when it first comes out. But once I get past like that first day, maybe two, I just kind of like, okay, you know, I'll play it once in a while. Just, I got to get it out of my system every once in a while, you know?
Well, I will tell you one thing. When it comes to gaming on a computer, it's NVIDIA all the way. You can go ATI now called AMD. For their Radeon line of graphics cards, or you can just use the NVIDIAs. NVIDIAs have always proven themselves to be better, faster, and just straight-up sexier. Which brings me to something I wanted to talk about. NVIDIA has released its GTX 980 Ti graphics card, and it is the first really prime graphics card that has enough power for solid 4K gaming. Now, what is 4K gaming?
I'm assuming it's gaming with 4K resolution.
Okay, 4,000 lines of resolution. That is 4 times 1080p, which is the resolution you get from your PlayStation 3 or your Xbox 360 or one of those. I believe I don't own either of them. My son does, but I don't. I believe the PS4 and the Xbox Ones can do 4K. But I'm not sure that there are any games available that do 4K. You need a lot of processing to handle it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And for a PC, it would be a $650 process.
You know, think back to when you were a kid and you like first started playing video games, like all the old stuff. I'm talking Atari, Nintendo, Sega.
The 8-bit wonders.
Yeah, did you ever think that it was going to be this good? I remember when fucking N64 came and I was like, holy shit, there's three dimensions.
Yeah, now you look back at it and it's disgusting. It's all polygons.
Oh, I love all those little polygons, though, dude. I'll play Mario 64 or Nightfire. Boom, that was my shit.
You know what did it for me? You know what made me think that Mario this Kart? Could... No, I was never a Mario Kart fan. I love Mario 1, 2, and 3, The Lost Worlds. I love Super Mario World. But aside from that, I'm not a Mario fan. And I never did get into the Mario for the Wii or any of that shit. When it comes to the Wii, I was either a bowling tennis guy or I was a Guitar Hero guy until I got a PS3.
Yeah, dude, I was insanely good at that bowling game.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was getting like 240 averages.
Nice, dude. Yeah. I got a few 300 games on
nice,
there.
Nice.
It was pretty fucking sweet.
But going back to a major milestone in my life, something that made me damn near piss my pants growing up was when I plugged in my first Sega Genesis game that went, Sega! I never thought I'd hear voices. You know, and things like finish him. I mean, who thought of that back in the day? God,
dude, Mortal Kombat when that first came out, and I heard, get over here.
Yep.
Finish him. Fatality.
Yeah.
Flawless victory.
You do those quite well.
Wins.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you listen to it. You listen to it nowadays, and it's just disgusting. It's pitiful. It's just horrible audio. But back in the 90s, when we were still rocking our 8-bit systems, like the TurboGrafx, like the the NES, like the Ataris, the ColecoVisions, which I believe were 4-bit systems, Did we really ever think it would get this good?
Hell no. I remember when Grand Theft Auto came out.
Oh, the first one?
The first one.
Oh, that top mount, the top view game. That was such a bitch to play, but I got good at it.
I played it, and I thought it was terrible, and I never played it again. I mean, I was a kid when it came out, so I'm like, this game's stupid. Give me something where I can jump. But when it came out for the PS2, it was like, holy shit, I can steal cars and kill hookers. This is a whole open world experience.
Well, the one for the PS2 was Grand Theft Auto 3.
And then Vice City.
Yeah, Vice City was phenomenal because that's when they started bringing in the real soundtrack.
Yeah.
If you listen to Grand Theft Auto 3, it had a lot of interviews and talk radio that was bullshit recorded for the game. But there was very little music in it because they couldn't get the copyrights to use a lot of it. But then when Vice City came out, it was like, there was like Michael Jackson and Phil Collins and oh my God.
Yeah, dude. I love the soundtrack of Vice City. I actually used to have it on CD.
Yeah. So did I. I like the PC versions of the games a little better because there's like, you can get a mod for the PC version of Vice City that allows you to play, Back to the Future.
Oh, get the fuck out. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll have to find you the link, but it's a mod that allows you, and they have it for San Andreas too. It allows you to play with the DeLorean, and you can even take it up to 88 miles an hour, and if you've got your flux capacitor charged, it will actually like spark and throw flames, and it'll do a cutscene where it doesn't really take you back into the future, but it looks like it's going to. It's super awesome.
That's cool. I love like the way that people do all the mods. I could never really figure out how to get them on my, onto my consoles and anything.
I had a hard enough time doing Wolfenstein 3D mods.
I never even bothered with it, dude. I looked up how to do it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so complicated. I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
So I just never did.
So Engadget's got this report if you want to check it out. It's a bunch of tech stuff. If you're into tech stuff like I am, it's definitely a good read. If you are a gamer, you should definitely be looking at the GTX 980 Ti. It's a sexy ass card.
See, when you first said sexy in computers, I thought you were going in a whole different direction. I thought you were going to talk about like robot fuck toys or something.
Dude, I'm not like that. I don't even like hentai.
Well, dude, how come when I say robot sex toys, you think hentai? You think it's like a Japanese thing? Is that it?
Robot sex toy. Japanese trademark all the way.
Just because they already have them, okay, doesn't mean you have to be jealous of them.
Who else builds robots that can do shit like that?
Skynet.
Skynet. I mean, a couple of months ago, we actually reported here at Prime, we reported on a life-size, lifelike Japanese sex doll that looked like a human. You can get it in whatever skin color you wanted, whatever hair color. It looked like a woman. It felt like a woman.
That's insane.
It is. And, of course, came right out of Japan. So, yes, when I hear sex doll robot, I think Japan.
See, I think Japan every time I hear tentacles. All right, let me ask you something. How come Japan has some of the weirdest fucking porn you'll ever see?
Tentacle porn. Have you seen it? That's disgusting.
Out. Yeah, but they blur out penises and vagina.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Did I say penis? Really? On this show?
You said penis, but still, you can have an octopus slamming like some lady with boobs the size of my Toyota.
When they have game shows, they actually have game shows. One game show that I saw it was a game show where this straight guy who swore up and down that he couldn't come if a guy was sucking his cock. Well, they brought him onto this game show, and they put him behind a box, and this gay guy came on and blew him until he came all over.
That's fucked up, dude. I saw one where it was like he had to guess which one was his mother by fucking her. And I was like,
Jesus. No, why did you say that?
It's like you never know what it is. It's like, oh, King Chow, Chi Chow Chow. And you're like, oh, well, okay, that girl looks cute. Click.
Jesus,
and
man.
Then it's like you see it come up, and then it looks like one of those old Godzilla movies because their mouths are just like, oh, okay, well, today we're going to find out which one is your mother.
Jeez, like, no, please, God, kill me now. No, damn crap, damn it to hell.
Yep.
I am going to stand up and then a quick walk click out of this X. room,
and we will never speak of this again.
Like, back button, go back.
Yeah. Well, I think that's our version of ending it on a high note. We're out of here.
High note on the low road.
High note on the low road to hell. You could say that. Sure. If you want to check us out, you can do so on rogueintel.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can find us pretty much everywhere you want. What you got going on this weekend?
Well, as you know from telling you about it Monday, I got a date tomorrow.
Ooh, with,
so that's going to be fun.
Do we say your name?
Yeah, you can say her name.
With Megan.
Oh, see.
Well, hopefully Megan will be carpiering D's nuts. Well, not D's nuts. You're nuts.
Well, D's nuts. And I think D's nuts might be carpied.
Dude,
I'm taking to go play laser tag and ride go-karts. I mean...
Oh, how cool is that?
If that's not hot, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, screw a five-star diner and a movie theater at the Opera House or whatever. Laser tag and go-karts, that's the way to any woman's heart. Any woman I want to be with, anyway.
Exactly. If you can't have fun, what's the point?
Yeah.
Learn that the hard way.
So when are we getting this mystery Megan on the show?
Eventually, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, you should work on that.
Shenanigans situated over here first.
Yeah, you got to get your ex-woman out of the house, dude.
No kidding. And this chick's really cool because she's like, I'm not happy about it, but I understand.
Rock on. So
I'm like, thank you for not running.
All right. Well, I think it's time to finish the ending. If you want to give us a call, you can, 410-989-1734. You can be on the show if we're recording, or you can actually leave us a call, leave us a voicemail, all that good jazz. We are on, again, Stitcher Radio, and we're on iTunes, so leave us a review there and check us out. If you want to send us feedback, you can do so at prime@rogueintel.com or check out the Rogue Intel Forum. That's about all I got today. Anything real quick you want to say to end it up?
That about wraps it up.
All right. Well, on behalf of everyone here at Rogue Intel, like the Candid Podcast and Fanboys and
Pocket Dub.
Yeah, this has been Rogue Intel Prime on Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Now we're out like a boner in sweatpants.